Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury in North Idaho, and this is the talk where we talk with knowledgeable people about all things concerned with providing services to struggling teens. And today I have Jennifer Steiner, and today incidentally is December 23rd. Of 2014. Jennifer Steiner, she's the CEO of Interchange, which is a network or a family of six programs around the country that all have excellent reputations. So, Jennifer, glad to have you here in this time of going into the Christmas rush.
Well, thank you. Happy holidays. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Interchange has always been interesting because it's gradually grown and is becoming a pretty good size, very significant in the market of private programs for struggling teens. And so could you tell me a little bit about your latest acquisition, Lake House Academy in North Carolina? What do you hope to do with that, and how do you feel like it fit into your basic mission?
Absolutely. Now, we are thrilled to welcome Lake House Academy into our Interchange family of programs. We've actually had a relationship with Lake House Academy for several years. We had a management contract with Lake House Academy several years back. And in fact, Kimball Delmar, who is one of our leaders here at Interchange, knew Sharon Laney quite well and asked her to come and lead the Lake House Academy, and she's been in that role since. So we've been very close with Lake House Academy in the development of their model and in their growth, and it was a very natural partnership for us to decide to have them formally join the Interchange family. We think very highly of Sharon Laney. She's really built quite a lovely program. They all serve girls ages 10 through 14, so they're serving a younger girl population that where there's such incredible need and very few programs out there doing that. So between Sharon Laney and then Fotu Soleil, who is their clinical director, just been lots of synergy with what we believe in, and which is really the core methodology, which is the fundamental methodology for all of our programs, which is really, to boil it down, a highly relational model where there's an involvement of the entire family in the healing of the young lady and the family. So great people, great history, and just a perfect fit for us.
Okay, well, it's basically fitting in that another part of the niche. You primarily had female programs, though Oakley, I understand, is co-ed. But it fits in and working with younger girls, which is not very much competition, at least at that point. So how you talk about the model, relationship model, and so what's the philosophy, and can you get a little bit into the mission of Interchange?
Yep, absolutely. So the vision of Interchange is heal generations, and I love our vision because it speaks to both the fact that we are committed to long-term healing, meaning that it has generational impact. It's not a short-term solution, but in fact a long-term solution to kids getting well and staying well. And then also love it because it's very much related to how interdependent healing is with not just the student or the client that we're serving, but with the entire family. So the way that we treat any young person in our programs is to have treatment of the entire family unit, and in understanding that the issues are systemic. They're not not a child that's broken that needs to get fixed, but in fact a family that needs to learn to work together and to communicate better and to support one another. So that is truly the vision and the mission, and all of our programs are very committed to healing in that way. So.
Okay, I know you're fairly new to your position there, but can you give me a sense of was that the mission originally when it started back in basically it was New Haven, and has the mission changed or been elaborated on over the past several years?
You know, that's a great question, and as you spoke to, yes, I'm quite new, only 4 months into my role, so I certainly don't want to represent that I fully understand everything that happened, but I do know New Haven was founded back in 1996. Dustin Tibbetts, who is our president and chief clinical officer, was integral in the starting of New Haven and has been our common thread through all of these years and all of the growth. And in fact, much of this clinical model was created by Dustin. And so, yes, I think there is quite a bit of similarity to the original vision. I think there's been lots of evolution. We've pushed ourselves to do better and to, you know, our care models have become more and more effective, but same intent.
Okay, so, and it's been primarily females and, you know, older young adult females and adolescents and now preteens, I guess, is where you'd say Lake House. Are you planning to go, or do you think you might be going into expanding it to co-ed or even some male programs?
Yeah, so we're not really limiting ourselves based on gender. As you are right, we are serving now the preteen population all the way through young adults at our full share transition to treatment program. But, you know, what we did is we just stepped back and said, what do we do very well? And what we believe we do very, very well is long-term residential care. So that is not necessarily gender specific. Of course, understanding there are some nuances to the way that girls and boys are treated and the issues that they face. But yeah, we're not limiting ourselves, and if there's the right fit that presents itself, then we would certainly consider growth into the boys' programs as well.
Okay, so what's the future look like? I liked what you said when we were talking earlier that you want to keep the basics, maintain the healthy part of the culture, and the corporation be providing support for that, not dictates. But sort of, what does it look like you're doing? Are you looking at some possibilities in the future? Anything you could talk about?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I get pretty passionate here. I have a lot of fire in my belly as it relates to what we're up to.
I can tell. I can hear it.
So we're not afraid of growing, and you know we're not going to be growing recklessly, but we are committed. I mean, our vision truly is to heal generations, and we believe that our programs and our clinical model are doing it at some of the best care out there. We really do. I'm not gonna be humble there. Not that we're perfect, but I think we do a pretty darn good job, and we really believe that there are families out there that deserve to have care where we're not providing it today. So growth is something that likely will happen. We are committed to only welcoming programs into our family that have a very similar perspective on quality, who are solid teams, who are great programs. It is not our intent to welcome programs into our family that we intend to change dramatically. We see every program that is added to our family as additive to our group of professionals who get to sit down, you know, very periodically and share best practices and push each other to deliver care even better than they are. So, you know, if that table gets a little bit bigger and we have more folks contributing to making ourselves better and pushing ourselves to really deliver care in ways that maybe even we're not thinking about today, then that's exciting to us.
And okay, so well, we've about run out of time. I want to keep these short on that. But thank you very much. And I really appreciate Jennifer, as we're going into the Christmas season and the, you know, Christmas Day and all the preparation, taking some time to talk with me. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And we've been talking with Jennifer Steiner, the CEO of Interchange. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.